Hello, it's Wednesday, the 10th of July in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news. It's just myself and the wonderful Christine over in Alabama. How are you doing, my love?
I'm doing wonderful, and I hope you're feeling much better.
Oh, so I was supposed to today give you an update on how things went down in Wales last night. I was heading off down there to Cardiff, which I did start going. I'd been on the M5 for about 20 minutes, half an hour, and I started to get like vertigo. And you know what? This has been happening almost every time I use the motorway, but this was so bad. I had to bunny hop literally from the services to every service, like from each services that I had to pull over. And then I just think I'd gone past Weston-super-Mare. And then you've got Bristol, and then you head off down to Wales. And I pulled over, I threw up, and it was horrendous. I didn't know how I was going to drive back. Did I carry on? And I couldn't have carried on because I'd have had to gone straight into Cardiff Town Central where we're doing a broadcast. So I stayed there for about half an hour. Took me over 2.5 hours to get back. Came back after about an hour. It started to clear, and Kat's obviously worried. You're messaging me. Sharon, who's part of PCP Wales, apparently she had exactly this same thing coming back from an event when she hit the motorways. And I was speaking to Kimberly Isherwood this afternoon, and this is exactly the second she hits the motorways, she comes over dizzy and nauseous, like a vertigo. And she has to pull over. She's had to be rescued before. So what's going on like that? Is this the smart motorways that they're bringing in with the 5G towers going down? I don't know, but I'd be really interested to hear other people's
Experiences.
experiences or any ideas because it was horrible. I missed out on a great event. We're going to talk about it tomorrow when Kat's back because I want all the feedback. And I'll try and get Kimberly on as well tomorrow, Friday. So that's my little update. I've been working a couple of hours today. I have got a story, and it's linked to Kate Watch. Rose Hanbury Watch, more like. So there is this amazing, well, it's not amazing, it's that there's a really, really good, interesting article. And it's come from The Vulture. And it's entitled The Disappearing Timeline of Rose Hanbury. And it kind of goes a little bit back into her history. Her and her sister Marina were these stunning, sexy elite coming out onto the scene, you know, that these debutantes going around. And she was this unbelievable it girl. And it was all about her and her sister. And it was always hitting the headlines, she was. Then she married the Marquess of Cholmondeley, who's, I think, about 30 years, maybe 20, 30 years older than her. But this article goes on to say how, whilst researching into Rose, there have been hundreds of articles removed from the Daily Mail that were once up there. But it seems that they didn't do that much removal. I mean, you can't find these articles. They've really gone and dug and they found them and they've published these articles. And a lot of it is it's all to do with linking Rose, the fallout between her and Rose. And there's also stuff. She went away to Tuscany in Italy in 2004 and was posing with photos with Tony Blair at Villa Settinale. Tony Blair, she was posing for photographs with. You know, this is why she's climbing the high society. And the husband is filmmaker David Rock Savage. So there you go. So that's
Wow.
interesting. Like Kate's being phased out yet again. Camilla apparently has been at Wimbledon today. No sign of Kate, and Wimbledon is her favorite event. No sign of her. And this Vulture News, they're doing a right deep dig. So well done there. Packed with information. I will link it underneath.
That is so interesting.
So
You wonder how far they're going to push all this.
yeah. I mean, the
Very.
royal family have finished. They are finished. And this is just kind of following up because we did the Kate watch for so long. It's just keeping an eye on what's going on with Kate, William, and obviously Rose. Last night, did you see? I stayed up after I felt better and I was like laying on the sofa, but I did stay up and I watched the rally at Trump's golf course in somewhere in Florida, and they did it on
Doral.
Doral, on the Doral course, and they had it on hole 10, and all of his children were there. Barron made his first kind of proper appearance because now he's 18. He's 6'8".
6 foot eight, handsome, smart, trained to be the next leader of the world. You know he is. You know he is.
I wondered last night because where he was sitting and it was coming out, is he going to be Trump's VP? But he's got a college career ahead of it. Who do you think? Who do you think could be in the running for the VP post?
I honestly think it's going to be no one that anybody is expecting, and I think it's going to be quite a surprise in a good way.
So who do you think, though?
I would love to see it be someone that, like, if I had my choice,
Yeah, that's what. Give us
I would choose Byron Donaldson, I think, is one that I love. The other one I love is Leon Benjamin.
Oh, right. Okay.
I love him. I love him. I want him to choose a godly man, of a man of God with strong convictions, that knows that he knows that he knows integrity, someone with integrity, someone that we can depend on to do the right thing every time. That's what I want to see. I'm not sure what we're going to see, but that's what I would like to see. I even thought at one time, how much fun would it be, to see like a Trump Tucker Carlson ticket,
I'd love that. I would love that.
I think it would be a hoot, but I really want Tucker as president? No. No, I don't. That's really not who I would choose, but I think it is. I mean, it would be better than Pence. It'd be better than some that we've had. So, I'm open.
I was wondering about the Q posts actually, because he was he you know he was he chose he tro chose he
Well,
cho he chose hole 10 to do that rally on.
exactly. And you were saying before the show even how that really made you think of, I think it was a Q post that said, and I think Flynn, you'd mentioned, said it as well,
Done in 10.
done in 10, right? So,
Just
which
got this
I,
key. Sorry, go on.
no, I, and I think that that could be pretty realistic if we're talking 10 months from now.
Right, okay. So I've just gone to the Q post 10, which was October the 29th, 2017. Remember, the FBI and the military have an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation. How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to the Clinton Foundation? So I'm reading it off my phone. Under disguise of Hillary relief, into Haiti relief, went to Hillary. Oh, sorry. How much of the money put out for Haiti actually went to Haiti? What countries donated big money to the Clinton Foundation and why? How much was owed by accepting? When she lost, how would this be repaid? What did Obama do with cash? Just prior to leaving office, he loaded it up, didn't he, onto that plane, because we saw the photo. Repayment to those who donated for favors, access, dig. Again, good people were forced into bed with this evil under the personal and family threats. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts, even given a safe way out? These people worship Satan. Some openly show it.
Amen.
So that was post-10. That was post-10 of Trump's... that was the Q posts.
Right.
The whole 10 might be absolutely nothing, but, you know, it's part of the... It's all part of the part parcel of it all. What you got then, my love?
Well, I had found a really interesting video, and I have, anytime he comes out, he drops absolute hellfire when he comes out and does a video, and I love it. Archbishop Carlo Maria talking. He is talking Mossad, Epstein, Pizzagate, the elite pedophiles, Agenda 2030. So it was so interesting. It almost picks up right where you left off. He said that a friend of Hillary Clinton and Podesta, Slade Sommer, got arrested for pedophilia and child pornography recently. He has ties to Broadway and cinema, which leads to blackmail and Mossad ritual crimes, Israeli intel, the WEF, UN, Ukraine. He talks about Theodore McCarrick being a serial predator, the deep state and the deep church connection, which I love that he brought out the deep church, because that's being exposed right now. Obviously talked about Clinton's, the Obamas, Pizzagate, Bill Gates, Epstein, bankers, the color revolution, Agenda 2030, the LGBTQ plus agenda, immigration. He covers the Great Reset, cancel culture, and Bergoglio being appointed.
Yeah, and then that Pope, man, that Bergoglio, he's...
Yeah. So he talks about the blackmail with the UN, the World Bank, Justin Trudeau, and he said, you know, he's got a trial going on for rape of a minor, but they seem to be holding that up some.
Wow, we need to have a look and dig on some of this info.
We really do, yeah. He talked about Netanyahu, the 2013 conclave fraud, the CCP human rights abuse, and the 2024 International Religious Freedom Conference. Oh no, that leads me into something else. I'm sorry. So that was it with the 2013 conclave fraud. And then I actually, so I've linked that video below so you guys can take
really
a look at that.
Really, absolutely.
I mean, it's a wealth. There's anytime, like I said, anytime he comes out, watch him. He has a wealth of knowledge and information. And then on the heels of that, and just a second, I've got to stop this video before it starts. Thank you. Speaker Johnson calls out the CCP for forced organ harvesting at the International Religious Freedom Conference in 2024. He's speaking specifically about forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese Communist Party. And, you know, that's another big story.
Well, we saw that video that Bossy, Australia One, put out of what China are doing with this harvesting. It is, they've got satanic, satanic priests in there. It is beyond disgusting. Yeah, yeah. So good on Mike Johnson.
The thing with this is, if you think that's only happening with the CCP in China, you're not anywhere near awake yet. It's happening all over. And they are also doing this to children, which we have seen. And it is happening in these trafficking situations. They can use a child for so long And once they think their time is done, that's what they're doing. They're harvesting their organs and selling body parts on the black market. It's absolutely beyond. I also have got a story in just the news where a transgender state lawmakers criticize the Biden administration for being against gender-affirming care for minors. So, they're coming out
Wow.
saying, "How dare you say that, that these poor children, shouldn't be able to do anything they want or anything their parents want them to do."
Oh
So,
my.
yeah, there's that. And I've just got several quick things I'm going to run through. Sorry. Whoops. I apologize. That is a video. Now, I read every word of this latest Jeffrey Epstein document, though. I went through the entire lawsuit. I looked at everything. But I am including a video in the show notes that run through five of the most shocking Epstein revelations unveiled in that document dump. I personally, nothing jumped at me as wow new. I knew everything that was in the document.
Yeah.
But for
I mean,
some people, these are the actual interviews with the children. In their own words, telling what
the children
happened.
that got away. Has Rachel Chandler yet been introduced into this?
I
Is she
don't think so.
yet on these documents?
I no, no, she no, not one time have I seen that name, which amazes me,
Do you know what I
right?
mean?
Yeah, I know. So,
He
what
was
I'm
involved in
wondering.
that Midland agency. He set up the Hoadley agency MC squared. He was involved, the Midland agency.
Right.
She was the one who had the photos of the security cameras for the island on her Instagram. But she's suddenly coming back. There's some photos of her from this year at all these high society events in New York. But do you know what? There is no mention. So, she married Guinness, James Guinness, part of the Guinness family. And it was a big feature in Vogue. Now, that
Is it
article,
Tom or James?
James,
Okay.
I think, or is it Tom? Maybe Tom Guinness. It was one of the da James or Tom Guinness. There's big spreads in Vogue's on that when she married him. You go look up now, there is no mention of her and him together. You look into him, there's photos of this new wife with their baby. There's no mention that he was ever, ever married to Rachel Chandler. It's like literally, it never happened. The only proof you'd find that they were married is the fact that that Vogue's article is still out there.
The other thing, when we dug on this a little, it's been a year or so ago, I think you and I did, and found we couldn't find where the two of like Rachel and he had ever divorced.
Yeah.
It was very strange the way they've wiped all that. And again, we seem to be running up against a lot of things disappearing off the internet right now.
Yeah.
So it gets a little challenging to try to piece all this together, and things that you know, and you go back and try to find aren't there.
Do
And
you
you know
think?
they were.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
know, it's so frustrating. Well, my website's gone. My loucollins.uk has gone.
Yeah. Right.
Gone. We
And
can't get it
that's.
back. We don't know what's happened. We've been in touch with Namecheap. Everything was paid. It has vanished.
Right.
Completely vanished. And that
And that
website
was years of research,
years
years
and
of
years,
research.
years and
Yeah.
years of research.
Yeah.
So. And then we had the old Liberty Tactics. The thing is, our old Liberty Tactics YouTube is still up there, but we can't get to it. We can't access it at all. And that was James set that up. And we can't access it any way at all. So it's really, really weird. If you're liking what we're doing, please consider buying us a coffee. We broadcast three nightly news a week. That may scale down a bit, and we might focus on more in-depth research on subjects involving the children. And obviously the Lord. What's your next story, my love?
Well, let's talk Keir Starmer. It
Oh.
looks like he and he says more powers could be devolved to Mayor Sadiq Khan to boost London. And the new prime minister said he wants to hand more power from Whitehall to civic chiefs with skin in the game. Now, he makes some really interesting claims. He signaled that more powers could be devolved to London Mayor Sadiq Khan to get the capital fully thriving. At his
Right.
first press conference in Downing Street, he stressed that on Tuesday he would hold a meeting with mayors of cities across Britain to discuss how those who have skin in the game can take more decisions and hold more responsibilities. His door was open to Mr. Khan and other regional leaders, he added, to work with the new Labour government to boost their areas. He said, "The principle I operate to is those with skin in the game know what is best for their communities and what is required." Or he says, "I'm sorry," and that requires us to be bold without pushing power and resources out of Whitehall. So he said,
Oh, but
therefore,
what, like, we are not an English country anymore.
I
We
know.
have, it is horrendous. And there's reports now that he's going to start letting prisoners out, people out of prison. And there are reports that a leader of a Muslim gang who's raped, a grooming gang, is being released, and that's going to be under Starmer. So I think he's been, God's put him in this to make the people of the UK, well, I hope. I mean, what's it going to take for the people in UK to rise up and say, we don't want you paedophiles in Parliament? What's
Yeah, we're not going to stand for
going
this
to take?
anymore. Exactly. So yeah,
You
he's
still got
definitely
Tony
got
Blair walking around and breathing. How has that happened? Well,
right.
Tony Blair's there advising him. We're doing another Obama in the basement. But, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's a puppet government that you're dead on. That's what you're seeing.
There's so many kids' of lives could have been saved and not caused so much trauma if he'd jailed Jimmy Savile when he had the evidence and everything for him to go to court. Keir Starmer was head of the CPS.
Yeah. So my next story is almost comical. I honestly had to share this because I could not believe what I was reading. This is so bizarre. This is coming from South Korea. Ooh, mercy. They have a lot of robots in South Korea, and they use them in their homes and their businesses. The one that we're speaking about today was a public servant and worked for the government. And I'm talking about a robot, okay? A robot, a machine. It's not even humanoid looking. It's literally a box with a screen that rolls around on wheels, okay? This is not some humanoid robot with, eyelashes or anything.
Yeah.
But okay, South Korea is mourning the first robot suicide. So this robot was working for the government and it runs around, people push it, but its buttons and it goes from place to place, knows how to maneuver. It can call an elevator and get up and down to whatever floor it needs to go to, no problem. Well, all of a sudden, this robot walks to the stairs, starts spinning in circles, and then throws itself down the stairs.
You've been on the
And
wacky wacky or something.
I kid you not, this
What?
is a story from First Post, and this is how it reads. I mean, I couldn't even, I was cracking up. I'm like, what? Okay. So a civil service robot deployed by the Gummy City Council, threw itself down a flight of stairs, sparking an official investigation into the incident. Did this robot kill itself? What happened and why? South Korea is mourning the death of this robot. It's beyond my, I can't even comprehend this nonsense. Yeah, it's so insane. Okay, so moving on from that, DC is on complete lockdown. They've got fences up all over the place for this NATO summit, right? So that's about to happen. And then we've got, sorry for all the noise, y'all, every time I switch screens. Okay. Now this is different. Bill Gates and Dr. Dre. Those are two names I never thought I would use in the same sentence. Those two people seem to be as far removed from one another as you could get. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Again, this is one of those stories that you just go, wait, what? Yeah. Bill Gates and Dr. Dre got together the other night for dinner. What the hell are these two people possibly going to come up with to better the world? Okay, I'm sorry.
What are they talking about over dinner, for God's sake? What?
Right. What? Like, what do they even have? Like, what? So, okay. So, Too Strong, who I love, he's got
lovely, aren't they?
They are wonderful. It's a couple Christian guys that come together. They do some news and deep dives. They've got a story on this, and he makes some great points because he's talking about how twisted both of them are, okay? And how when you get that twistedness together and it starts, you know, coming up with different things, how one has controlled the public or distracted the public, if you will, through music, right?
Yeah.
But it's also pushed an agenda.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about how Bill Gates, who is not a doctor, but advises all the medical people and is buying up land here everywhere and has his fingers in everything. You start looking at that and you're thinking, wait a minute, these two may be a lot more connected than what we know. Because when they start laying out their agenda, it has to cover Hollywood, music, politics, economy, education, all seven mountains of society, family, right? So there you go. And it is a brilliant story. So I hope everybody will check that out. Links are in the show notes. And then Trump had an interview on Hannity, and we've got that in there as well.
Whoa.
And then in Texas, we've got Dallas, Fort Worth. This is a really nice neighborhood, upscale houses. This is so bizarre. There was a pest control person that got called to a home for bed bugs. Thank God for this guy, whoever he was. He walked in. We tell you all the time, if you see something, say something. If you see something that looks off, don't keep that to yourself. Tell someone. Push until someone listens, right? He walked into this home, and it was, like I said, it's a two-story, probably 2,500 square foot house or more. It's a big house, and there's no furniture in this house. But there are tons of people in this house. There's like 5 to 10, 15 women in every room with blankets on the floors and no furniture. And in every room he walks into, it's like this. And it's weird, right? So he contacts authorities who busted a human trafficking ring right there in this home that expands through Dallas, Fort Worth, and beyond, They arrested four, I would say Hispanic individuals. I'm not sure if they're here legally or not, but they were arrested and they rescued like a ton of people out of that home. But then they arrested others as well, and they are expecting more arrests to happen. So this has opened an absolute can of worms that they're dealing with right now. But what was so shocking is that the neighbors had zero idea that any of that was going on in that
Don't believe
house.
it. I don't believe that.
No, they interviewed, it's on, I mean, the people who moved into the home, there are new renters in that home now, had no idea until after they moved in that that had even happened there. And they are grossed out. They don't even want to be there. So it was very, again, very interesting story, and the links are in the description. And the last thing I've got is a quickie. Elon Musk said we should eliminate electronic voting machines. The risk of being hacked by humans or AI, while small, is still too high. And
I
while
agree.
I don't agree on everything with Musk, I do agree on that. So,
Yeah, because
yeah.
he's joined up with the WEF now.
Well,
And
and
we
I'm
discussed it
so
the
on the
other night,
fence.
didn't we? Like,
Yeah.
he wants to implant microchips, Neuralink, into people's brains.
Now he says that that is to help people with paralysis be able to move and things like that,
He
which
knows
could
what he's
be
opening up.
a
He
wonderful
knows.
deal. But then he's also argued against AI. So he's for AI because he's pushing AI, but he kind of argues with limitation.
I
It
don't
needs
like
to
him.
be fully controlled. I am on the fence still.
Well, I still haven't got my Twitter account back that they took down because
Yeah.
I interviewed Dr. Ardis.
Oh.
Interviewed Dr. Ardis. I was the third interview he'd done, actually. He actually did Mike Adams first, with all of the paperwork and everything else. And then I think the following day or something, he did the Stu Peters. And to be the Stu, it was just so dramatic. The Stu, it always is Stu Peters, the drama with the music and
Right.
the water and all this. So everybody jumped on it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was fantastic. If you go and have a look at the Mike Adams interview with Dr. Ardis, that's equally, and you should actually listen to the Liberty Tactics interview with Dr. Ardis. What am I saying? That was bloody brilliant.
Of course, that was the best one.
So Twitter still hasn't let me back into that Twitter account. I can't get to it.
Well, hopefully one day soon.
There's been a
So,
big event going on, and where, like, I'm originally from an area called Aldenham, and I went to school in Bushey, which is just on the outskirts of Watford and sort of like Pinner, Harrow, all around there. So I was at school in Bushey. A lot of my friends were in Bushey. It's a very, very nice area. Well, today, all over the news, three people have just been killed in their home with a crossbow. Apparently, it's a mother and two daughters. One of the daughters, apparently it's the ex-boyfriend, but they are a family linked to, no, they're the daughters of the BBC sports correspondent, one of the BBC. So nothing ever happens in Bushey. Nothing. Yeah, apparently it's all kicking off, helicopters, the lot. So I don't know what that's all about. And I just want to touch on the Jay Slater stuff. This is stinking to high heaven. It really, really is. 4 weeks now, this kid's been missing in Tenerife. Stories that were coming out first off look like, which were never kind of followed up, not even the Airbnb. They let the two guys the guy went home with back to the UK. They didn't go in, they didn't investigate. And it turns out one of the, they're involved in a drug gang, and they're actually involved in flooding Wales with drugs. And this guy had spent 9 years in prison, and the Spanish police let him go. And also now CCTV footage of outside the club. It's got every single day of the week, none missing apart from the day that he went. So it's something really
Wow.
fishy. Whether this is drug deals going on, police have got a backhander, they need to cover it up because important people, who knows? Who knows? But it's dirty. And the fact that the Spanish police, and there's nobody helping the parents. I don't know. It stinks to high heaven. And there's enough people discussing it, but I just wanted to put my ten two penneth in that I think possibly, maybe, allegedly, just this is on my theory, that maybe it was to do with a drugs gang. And they keep saying about a Rolex watch. I did see a TikToker saying there are ecstasy tablets goes around called Rolexes. Could it be those? Could it be the watch? But it stinks. There's also CCTV footage of three guys turning up at a marina nearby in the dark on the CCTV checkers with torches and then spinning off in a boat. Who knows? But we're going to keep an eye on that.
Wow.
For tonight, we're going to be back. I might speak to Kimberly and a cat tomorrow to get a good update because I've got to go and watch all the footage now of what happened last night because I missed it. We're going to be doing some stuff on Patreon, myself, Christine, Jason, and Kat, but we're going to be doing deep dives, one into Tartaria, two Bovey Islands, and now I've got another island on my line of sight, which is Fox Island. So we will let you know when the Patreon's ready to launch. And we'll have like presentations done and people can come in and join us, talk, get involved. But
We would love to hear from you for real. We would love to be able to maybe even have a Zoom call and invite people on to have Q&As or something like that.
or
So,
even people who've got some other information, they can join our conversation. You
yeah.
know, we make it a thing. Do you know what I mean? Everyone kind of get involved with different information that they can dig up. But I know you're deep down the Tartaria rabbit hole now, which is fantastic. I've kind of got my eyes on Fox Island, but I'm also now going to take a little look at Keir Starmer and these grooming gangs, and let's look at who he's going to be bringing out and why. Could he be the person that's been God's appointed to make the UK people wake up and take the country back?
Oh, I hope it happens soon. I
And me
really,
too. You
really
got
do.
anything to add at the end of this, my love?
No, I think I have said a mouthful, but you guys have a beautiful week, and I pray you're all blessed beyond measure.
Amen. And can I just, oh, Alec Baldwin's trial started today for that shooting. So
Right, the rush
all I
shooting,
know
I
is
saw that.
his opening statement. So I haven't seen any of it. There are loads and loads of people covering it and doing commentary on it while it's live. So maybe we'll just do a little recap on that. Hollywood's finished, man. It's finished. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposing the lie.info, Q team, awesome on Truth Social. We're on Rumble. We're on Facebook. We're on Telegram. We're on Instagram. We're on Getter. That's it. God bless. Good night.
Good night, all.